Okay then, Pep. For 70 minutes, I think we were all wondering whether it was going to be Blues Day. The last 20 minutes, like a different team. How do you explain that?
Well, first of all, I don't think Stoke's position in the league reflects the reality. I think we played against a really strong team. They managed to put it very difficult to control the ball. We tried to do a good defensive work to avoid the chances. And I think the team did that first half. Sometimes we missed a little bit, create a little bit more in the first half. Second half, I think we started a little bit better. But obviously after that goal, I saw something very positive. That's massive credit to the team, to the club as well, that we got lifted. The fact that they scored a goal and it didn't happen what happened to us in Swansea. We got nervous. No, in the end, they scored the goal and we carried on. We went forward and we took the best out of our character. All the crowd behind us were massive today for us. And the fact that we could turn so many goal chances in the end and get to the end of the game finishing strong, I think it's a good value for us. Still a lot of things to improve and develop, but the fact that we are now where we are, I'm very proud of the players.
I think you're conscious that the need to get the ball into wide areas more often, it took a long time, and then Max with a tremendous cross for Lucas.
Yes, and we work on these little details, but obviously it takes a lot of time for these details to gel. The important thing, and I agree with you, is that those things were important the whole game. But the fact that we are losing, and then we refer back to the important things and the things that we've been working on and Max overlaps and then it crosses in. So the fact that in a difficult situation, the team gets back to the football and we don't lose our papers and our organisation. Instead of that, we increase our organisation, we go forward. It's a massive credit to the players.
When Jefferson Montero went off, you took a gamble in that you turned to your 16-year-old Jude Bellingham, gave him his home senior debut. He'll take a lot of headlines, the club's youngest ever scorer with that deflected shot. But, you know, he's going to have to learn very quickly in men's football, but he's showing signs, isn't he?
Yes, I think he did a very good game. The fact that we played him today is because we thought he was ready and the conditions were good for him. I knew that we had a lot of minutes in front of us, but I think we slowly helped Jude to mature during the summer. We introduced him to the league feeling last Sunday in a tough game against Swansea. And when the conditions were right for him today, as soon as that happened to Montero, we thought it was the right player to go in and he deserved it. It was not a present, it's just a reward of his own work.
Just finally from me, 10 points in August, which is a good start. And yet I get the impression that the way the team is playing is all well short of what you're aiming for. Is that fair?
I would like to win every possible football game. But I'm very aware of the resources that we have and the situations and how we had to work in the summer and the players arriving late. I'm very aware of all the things. And when I compare our squads with everyone else's squads, I would say that, yeah, we have to be very satisfied with these 10 points. But in the end of the day, you want to win every football game. But the only thing that is in my mind is to get to safety as soon as possible. And obviously, these 10 games, they get us 10 points earlier to safety.